the following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Yeah. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Oh, once she grabs, she won't let go.
Oh, yeah.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. None of that soft stuff. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. None of that heavy metal stuff.
Rock,
rockin' Nicole. Just a little bit of jazz. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
Thing.
Just I like love that. It. That was great. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. welcome. Welcome to a Tuesday. A custom song intro there. And I apologize to our friends on YouTube because I had a little delayed start, but we're here. Welcome to a Tuesday. Tuesdays with Gotta Laugh. She's now here every other Tuesday. So it's that every other week. So Laffy's here, and that's a good thing. Because we got a lot to talk about today. I guess before I bring Laffy in, I should go here. We had a special video message from Andrew Cuomo that I thought you might like to see before. It's an exclusive, actually, to the Nicole Sandler Show. So let's do that before we get Laffy here so that everyone can see. It's Andrew Cuomo, Governor of New York, on the streets of New York, and he has a message for us. So, hold on one second. Let me just move this stuff around. And, okay, take it away, Governor Cuomo.
Governor, as you can see, near the Pelopon building in New York City, where they are very attractive female instructors.
Aye.
I just wanted to say that the allegations against me, hello hot tits, the allegations of me sexually harassing women could not be more false. You ever have Italian sausage, man?
Oh no.
And I will fight these charges with every breath that I have, even if I require a ventilator.
Oh.
You ever have a cannoli?
Oh, God.
So as you can see, totally false. Big Bird, Blasio City is a total hellhole. So if you have any questions, I will talk to you later.
Okay. So there's Governor Andrew Cuomo. Gotta say, nothing like his dad. Nothing at all. I'll tell you what, since there's so much to do, let's bring Laffy in. Because there's so much to talk about today. So, with no further ado, Lauren Mayer, hit it.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with Gotta Laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Ooh, every Tuesday, our pal Laffy joins us here on the Nicole Sandler Show. I think she's here. Hello? There she
Hello.
Is.
Hello. Oh, there I am. I have a weird view on my Zoomy.
You do? We had I just had all our high-tech intro stuff playing.
Yeah, but I'm showing it. I see us normally.
Yeah.
On the little screen, but I'm usually above you, like for me.
Maybe
speaker. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
How did that happen?
Oh, you must have your view clicked in the wrong way. It's how,
I did, but
how
I
you
hadn't
choose
it,
to view
so it.
It was
very confusing since yeah. I hadn't clicked on it. Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's fixed.
Okay,
it is
cool.
Fixed. It was very distracting because I was seeing two of me, and I was like, I don't want to see two of me.
Yeah.
God, enough going on. So Biden just said that Cuomo should resign.
Yes, he did. Caitlin Collins of CNN asked him. He said back in whenever it was that the news broke about these allegations against Andrew Cuomo, you said that if they're true, that he should resign. Well, after today's report, should he resign? And President Biden said, yes, he should resign.
He did. He did. He also said he wasn't sure, but the legislature could impeach him, but he didn't know for a fact whether they had said that or whether they would.
Right.
But
that's a possibility. And again, this all just came down today. And Biden also said that he hadn't had a chance to read the report. And in case you haven't heard, here's how New York State Attorney General Letitia James came out in front of the cameras and announced,
"The independent investigation has concluded. that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women. The investigators independently corroborated and substantiated these facts through interviews and evidence, including contemporaneous notes and communications. This evidence will be made available to the public along with the report. This investigation was started after a number of women publicly alleged that they had been sexually harassed by Governor Cuomo. And on March 1st of this year, the governor's office made a referral to my office pursuant to State Executive Law 63-8 regarding these allegations.
You know, I agree that Andrew Cuomo should resign or be impeached, but I also agree with 1400 Deadwood in the YouTube chat, who said, I'll agree with Cuomo resigning if Brett Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas also resign. Let's apply a uniform standard for all, not just for Democrats. And in addition to those two, how about Matt Gaetz and what about Donald Trump? That's a man who has rape charges, legitimate rape charges hanging over his head. And these cretins on the right, like Elise Stefanik, who are calling for Andrew Cuomo's head, had never a word to say about, you know, those in her own gang, so to speak. I agree, 1400. Let's do it all uniformly. What's good for the Democrats is good for the Republicans, too.
Right, except the Republicans always stick together and not only support rapists, but promote them,
yeah,
vote for them, campaign for them.
Provide cover for them.
Look, totally.
Matt Gaetz, pedophile, is still there. You know, he's still running around the halls of Congress making noise, making an ass of himself. I guess that's redundant.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, and Democrats are really good at eating their own. I mean, you know, Al Franken and, you know, we could go on, but
we do it over and over again. I'm sorry. Al Franken, based on these other men's behaviors, Al Franken should be back in the Senate because, frankly, in my eyes, he didn't do anything wrong. He was guilty of bad jokes, but he didn't harass anybody.
Even if the offensive jokes, but kicked out of his seat. I mean, come on. Come on, man.
I know.
Yep. Where's your come on, man thing?
Yep. Oh.
Come on, man.
There we go. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I needed that.
Yeah.
So as usual, you know, I spend all day reading tweets and taking the temperature of Twitter and sort of seeing where people are at. And all day, every day, I read, you know what should happen?
What should happen?
What you just said.
Right.
You know what should happen? Yeah. I mean, we have so many shoulds. You know what should happen? Trump should be in prison. You know what should happen?
Yes.
Cuomo should be kicked out. You know what should happen? We should make better laws in Congress and pass things, and Manchin should shut his trap. You know what should happen? But none of these things seem to happen either when we want them to happen or ever.
No.
So
I'm tired
of saying should.
Right. And I agree that Andrew Cuomo needs to go. Bad guy, bad dude. As Environmental Coffee House said in the chat room a few minutes ago, I bet New Yorkers are kind of bummed that Cynthia Nixon is not governor right now because they wouldn't have these problems.
Right.
Right.
Although if the lieutenant governor goes in, she'll be the first.
She'll be the first female. But
female
I got
need.
Kathy Hochul.
I don't know anything about her.
Conservative. She's about as
conservative.
A Dem. She's, you know, blue dog, new Dem all the way down.
Is she a Manchin fan?
I don't know.
Would she be a Manchin fan?
I doubt it. I mean, she's a blue dog. She's certainly not a progressive, but, you know, I hope she wouldn't go all the way over to the Manchin side, but probably. Kathy Hochul was is not a great candidate. I believe she's the one who replaced Kirsten Gillibrand in the House when Kirsten Gillibrand replaced Hillary Clinton in the Senate when Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State. And Kirsten Gillibrand, when she was in the House, was also very blue doggy because it's that district. But Kathy Hochul is still kind of that blue doggy. And okay, how she rose to lieutenant governor, I don't really remember exactly how it came about, but she sort of inherited that job. But no, she's no progressive. But she can't be any worse than Andrew Cuomo. She's certainly not going to go around grabbing men by the dick.
Or will she?
No, I have a feeling she won't. I have a feeling
she won't.
I'm
teasing. I'm kidding. It's joking. Thank you. I'm here all night. All right. So I have some tweets, a whole bunch of tweets about today. And then I have some from yesterday. But today's are pretty much all about Cuomo.
Before we get into this, yes, Andrew Cuomo is dominating the news. But a few other things are going on today. Election in Ohio. And this talking about blue dogs and progressives, big test today. Actually, on two fronts. On the left, on the Democrat side, we have a primary to fill the seat vacated by Marsha Fudge when she joined Joe Biden's cabinet as Secretary of Health and Housing and Urban Development. And so it's between Nina Turner and... Shoot, I'm drawing a blank on her name. Hold on.
I am too.
I will tell you in a second. Hold on as I pull my notes over to the other screen. I know.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I do too, because I'm getting old and I can't ever remember. And that's somebody calling my phone. My ringtone is Elvis Costello's radio. So in case you were wondering why you heard that music. Okay, so it's Nina Turner on the left and then Chantel Brown, who is your basic blue dog. She chairs the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party. She's endorsed by Jim Clyburn and Hillary Clinton. And then you got Nina Turner, who is endorsed by Bernie Sanders and AOC. And
who's labeled as a firebrand.
A firebrand. Ooh. So that's the fight on the left. That's in Ohio's 11th district. But there's another primary also going on in Ohio's 15th Let's see. I don't know who held that seat and why it's open. I'm drawing a blank there, but it's a Republican race, and Trump is backing a coal lobbyist, a guy named Mike Carey, who's never run for office before. But Trump stepped out and did get out the vote tele-rally for him on last night, and a big super PAC operated by Trump's people bought $350,000 in text messages and ads to support this guy. But the other guy, wait, who does it say is the other guy? I don't even know who the other guy who he's running against. I don't have that information here, but see, Trump just lost a similar special election in Texas last week where he backed the widow of the guy who was elected to that seat, but he died of COVID before he could take office. And so his wife ran in a special election. It went to a runoff. Trump backed the wife over the guy who's been in political circles and run for office before, and that's who won. So it was Trump's first real defeat, and now...
But a lot of Democrats voted for the opponent.
Right, yeah. Just to make sure that, so to give Trump a loss. And that could happen again tonight in Ohio, and that's what the Trump people are fearing. I hope he loses. I don't even know who the other... I don't have it in my notes. I did a bad job this morning, apparently. I have the guy who Trump is endorsing, who's never run for office before, a coal lobbyist in Ohio. We'll see. The other person, I don't know. Now I got to find out who's running in Ohio's 15th district. Ohio. Yeah. In the meantime, you can talk, Laffy, and tell us something else that's going on today.
Oh, well... Nothing is going on. That's the only thing that's going on in the news.
Olympics. Simone Biles.
You know what? I have. Oh well, Yeah. Amazing. She's an amazing person.
I think so too.
I'm glad she got the bronze. I'm glad that she came back. People were all over her. I don't know how she has such a strong constitution. I'd be like rolled up in a little ball and crying and saying, don't do this to my bitches. I don't like you guys.
She went through obviously personal turmoil. I mean, she's been working for this for so long with all the accolades and the goat and the, and then she got the twisties and can't tell up from down when she's twisting in the air. And that's very dangerous. So she dropped out. Well, apparently on the balance beam, she's not affected by the twisties for whatever reason. And for those cynics out there who are thinking, oh, of course, so she just does the one that she feels most comfortable in. Apparently, the beam is her worst apparatus. It's the one she's least comfortable
doing. She's so good
at
bronze.
And she got a bronze.
And she had to relearn, apparently, from what I saw, she had to relearn being in the, doing her routine since her stepping out for a short time. So
wow.
It was like a quick learning curve for her to get back in, and wow, she got back in and did it.
Okay. So here
people are trashing her.
Trashing her. And you know what? I give her so much credit, and in the long run, I think she'll come out, smelling like a rose.
She already does.
She was there.
She's amazing.
In every one of those competitions that she had to back out of, that she was supposed to win gold in, she was there rooting for her teammates. Yep. And I think she just showed such great character. I think, she just cemented her legacy by being magnanimous, being who she is, apparently. And good for her. All right. So here's the deal with Ohio's 15th. District race. Today's the primaries. General will be held November 2nd. Special election fills the vacancy left by Steve Stivers, a Republican who resigned to become president and CEO of the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. All right, so that's why he's out. So who's running is... there's a whole shitload of Republicans. So that's why I didn't know. So we have Mike Carey. But their other names are John Adams, Eric Clark, Thad Cooper Ryder, Ruth Edmonds. I don't know who the other main candidate is. And maybe that's why I didn't just have the name of the...
Ron Hood, Tom Wong.
Right.
Stephanie Coons,
yep.
Jeff Leray, Bob Peterson. I'm looking in chat, by the way.
Bob Peterson and Omar Tarazi. So those are all names... Republicans who are allegedly on the ballot, but
the battle is more like
the battle too. So I don't know. Stivers and Trump have the guy who retired, who went to the Chamber of Commerce, whose seat is being filled, and Trump endorsed different candidates. Trump endorsed the coal lobbyist Mike Carey. Stivers endorsed private security executive and member of the Ohio State Legislature Jeff Lurie. Lurie has stated that his top priority is keeping our communities and our families safe. And Carey said he would bring back America First policies and rebuild the American economy.
Okay,
so that's the deal with the 15th. But I think, I'd like to see Trump's guy lose just to notch another defeat for Trump. And I
time
would
out
like...
for,
yes,
time out for one
yes,
quick second because I just saw something you might want to know.
Okay.
News, this is from I don't know who, but he has a check, a blue check, so it's a news guy.
Yeah.
Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie, said that Cuomo has, quote, lost the confidence of the Assembly Democratic majority and that he can no longer remain in office. He says the chamber's impeachment inquiry will move expeditiously.
Okay. Well, and as it should be, I suppose.
That answers that.
Andrew Cuomo cannot stay in office. The question is, does he do the right thing and resign, or wait for them to, take him out of there kicking and screaming?
I think he'll kick and scream until he resigns is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think.
Because he's not going to want to see himself impeached. He's not going to want to go through that.
Can I just tell you, I don't give a shit about Andrew Cuomo. You know, I haven't lived in New York. I moved out of New York the first time in 1971 when my family moved to Florida. And then after college, I went back to New York and worked there for 5 years until 1987 when I moved out to Los Angeles. But one of my favorite things while in New York was working with Governor Mario Cuomo.
The good one.
He's dad.
The Mary Trump of the Cuomos.
because the Cuomo family is not batshit fucked up.
I know. And, I'm just right. making a joke.
So there's a picture for those watching on the stream of me and Governor Mario Cuomo. I used to produce his Ask the Governor series from WMCA in New York. And he was just awesome. And just because I can, again, Mario Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo are nothing like each other. I worked closely with him. I produced this Ask the Governor monthly call-in show, and he never once grabbed my waist or looked down my shirt. But he did do this. Sorry, I got to do it because I can.
You're listening to Governor Mario Cuomo on WMCA New York, Good Guy Radio.
Something I wanted to do and I haven't done before, and let me do it now. I want to say thank you to Nicole Sandler and Bill Lally, who do all the heavy work. You know, it's Nicole Sandler who takes calls for us and makes sure that they get organized, and Bill Lally, who's the engineer, and Elaine Ryan, who comes up with all the answers. I'm just kind of a clearinghouse here. I take all their skills and put them together and get my name in the paper.
That's the thing about Mario Cuomo, is that he was always magnanimous, and he was always nice. I'll tell you something, he never said anything remotely sexual, but he did notice things. Like, he would notice, and again, I saw him once a month, he would come in, he'd say, "You got a haircut."
Wow,
and it was usually after I got a haircut, or "You lost some weight, didn't you?" You know, not in a suggestive way or anything,
showing
that he pays attention.
Yeah.
And he offered me a job. He had offered me to come work in his press office. But I was, you know, I was a 22-year-old living in Manhattan, and I would have had to go to Albany. And I said, no, I turned him down, which might have been the worst, career move ever. But,
you did what was right for you at the time.
I did. Albany, no, wouldn't have been good. Anyway, that's my little detour. Mario Cuomo was great, and I hate that his son is tainting his name, because Mario Cuomo should have been president, and things might have been wholly different in this country right now. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's my
that was your thing, but that was a good detour. One. That's a good piece of trivia to know.
Yeah. It is, right?
I
like it. All right.
I think it's a moment of pride.
Somebody in the Twitch chat room said, "No Mo Cuomo."
Say that a lot of times.
No Mo Cuomo.
No Mo Cuomo. No Mo Cuomo. No Mo Cuomo. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to do a couple little tweeties?
Oh, let's do it. All right. So we need to let loose
the birdies.
Oh, wait, it would help if I turned this up.
Welcome to my
tweet. Okay, so what are the Twitters all a Twitter about today?
Well, Bradley P. Moss, who says he's the most active national security lawyer on Twitter, he said it's kind of hard to paint Tish James as a politically biased liberal out to destroy Trump when she basically just ended Cuomo's political career.
That is true. So for those of them who are like, "Oh, she's biased." Well, look, she's, you know, unlike any Republican out there, she's actively went after a very powerful person in her own party. Look at that. What a concept.
That's called having out of my head. Just my thought just went bye-bye.
I hate when that happens.
But she's a fine, upstanding woman is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah. Ellie Mistal. I have a couple from Ellie Mistal. I always do. I have three or four from
her. I have one from Ellie Mistal, too. It's sort of a peeve. A little complaint about Ellie Mistal, but you go first.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I'll give you a few from Ellie.
Okay.
He says, "Friends, They are burning Cuomo to the goddamn ground.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying he's going to resign immediately because he's Cuomo and, well, is going to make this ugly, but we're talking about a zombie now.
Okay.
He's the Walking Dead.
Yes. All right. Now, you said you read a word in that tweet. Okay. And read the other one, because that one, it works with what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay. And I just deleted it, so I don't know what the word is anymore.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Go to the next one.
Okay, dear Merrick Garland, he says, more like this, please, signed people watching Tish James today.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And then he says, and I've got a follow-up to this from Fugelsang.
Okay.
He said, when Tish James is saying that, quote, the work of the attorney general is done, unquote, what she's saying is that there are four options now. One is that he resigns. One is that he's impeached.
Yeah.
Another is district attorneys press criminal charges against him. And the final one is victims bring civil charges against him, Cuomo.
Okay.
So he enlisted that. And Fugelsang said,
yeah.
Counterpoint. The only options for Cuomo after the New York Attorney General report is one, resign immediately, or two, change party affiliation to GOP and run on the misogyny.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, that needs a... It wasn't loud enough, but here.
Ding.
Yeah. Yeah. That works. There you go.
It does work.
That's all he needs to do. Okay.
But
so,
I have a funny one, so I'll wait and tell you what you say.
Okay. So I found the one you just read. And Ellie Mastal wrote, friends, they are burning Cuomo to the goddamn ground. Like, comma, I'm not saying he's going to resign immediately because he's Cuomo and, well, is going to make this ugly, but we're talking about a zombie now. Here's another one. I'm very happy that Investigator Kim here is talking about the entire culture, one where you, quote, can't say no to the governor. Like, that culture is how this happens. And then the one that that prompted this, boy, Ellie Mastal is very prolific. He's a prolific tweeter.
Yes,
but what
especially
I'm,
on this.
Right. The thing that I'm talking about, though, and now I can't find it, is... Like, I have a pet peeve of kids who say like every other word. So Ellie Mastal puts the word like in his tweet that he writes out. Like, I'm a Valley girl. Like,
no, it's like him just being conversational and kind of being a little bit funny. Yeah,
no. I constantly tell Allison, stop saying like.
But it's a grown up and he knows that. So he does it on purpose for effect.
Yeah,
I know
but
what he's
using it. There's three tweets, two that I just read to you. And the one I can't find now where he said in type, he says like. It's like someone who writes, did you just hear that?
No, it's for slight. Very slight comedic effect. It's like making it, he's making, it's not a very serious tweet. You know, he's saying this, but he's having a little bit of fun with it. That's just a technique. I understand that's from writing comedy. Honestly.
Okay. I'm going to find the other one. I got to find the other one because this one sort of made my head explode last night. But I don't know where it is because he's so prolific.
I'll read you that.
Okay.
Posobiec. Guys, I don't know how to say this name, but he's that idiot far right winger Posobiec. Posobiec. Is it
sure.
Jake? Anyway.
Sure.
Here's what he tweeted. Posobiec just tweeted, quote, this is what they're doing out there.
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo is getting locked up, but you can lock down savings for your family's sleep at mypillow.com with promo code da 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 da. He actually did. I didn't tweet the promo code.
Good.
I don't
thank
want
you.
Buying
right.
But he actually said, Andrew, I think he did two of these tweets, unless I just happened to see it twice. But Andrew Cuomo is getting locked up, but you can lock down savings for your family's sleep at mypillow.com.
Yes. That's a really, really bad segue. Oh, my God.
It's just...
I found it.
So pathetic.
I found it. So he was retweeting a Lord of the Rings on Prime promotional tweet. On September 2nd, 2022, a new journey begins. And Ellie Mastal retweets that and writes, the entire, genre of fantasy is derived from this IP. So I think that's why when this IP makes derivative content, it feels a bit flat, like when people try to jazz up life, giving water with food coloring to make it compete with Mountain Dew. Also, I'll watch upside down smiley face. But yeah, the entire genre of fantasy? Stop it! Stop it!
CDC expected to announce new eviction moratorium after pressure from Democrats.
In fact, Joe Biden mentioned something about that, and he said he expects to hear something within the next hour or two. So and from the CDC, and that was that. I do have, you know what, I mean, I've got it. I recorded his a little press conference there. Oh, shoot. But I never stopped it, so it's still recording. I have no idea where. Oh, you know what? I bet it's right here. Hold on. Let's see. Because I did flag the thing. Let's see if this is where he was asked about
it. Is likely to face legal challenges.
Oh, no. This is Andrew Cuomo.
He did a pretty long Q&A.
For a moratorium based on the Supreme
Court.
Oh, this
is it. Here we go. Okay. So let me back it up so we can hear the question. Okay. Here we go.
If I could ask you a question about the evictions. No, thank you. On the evictions and the moratorium that lapsed on Saturday night, what is your strategy to prevent potentially millions of people from being evicted from their homes, given what we are told your administration is considering a targeted moratorium is likely to face legal challenges?
Any call for a moratorium based on the Supreme Court recent decision is likely to face obstacles.
Yeah.
I've indicated to the CDC I'd like them to look at other alternatives than the one that is in power in existence, which the court has declared they're not going to allow to continue. And the CDC will have something to announce to you in the next hour to 2 hours.
See? Hour to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
On overseas coronavirus.
Okay. So that's what we know so far. But apparently they're going to do something because you can't put it all on Cori Bush. Can I just say how awesome she is? Cori Bush sleeping on the steps of the Capitol saying hello.
If I can find now, I've got to find my tweet. But there was two tweets, one from her and one from somebody else, showing here it is, Schumer coming out and congratulating her and AOC, hugging them both. I mean, really enthusiastically hugging them. Yes, he went right out there and ran over to them and gave them big hugs and said, "You did this."
Right, because honestly, if she, and I'm saying she, because this is Cori Bush, this is her doing, and she knows homelessness. She knows what it's like to live on the streets or in your car because she's been there. And if not for her sleeping on the Capitol steps for the last four nights, I don't think Joe Biden would be doing anything today.
A lot of attention.
I think it's all her, and good on her.
Well, more like that, please.
Please.
And this time for voting rights. I know that
Absolutely.
They're doing that with the Reverend and with, you know, the Poor People's Campaign and with Beto O'Rourke and all that.
And William Barber.
That's what I was saying, the Reverend. I couldn't think of his name.
William Barber. Who's now a bishop. Like, sorry, he used to just be the
bishop,
Reverend. Now he's Bishop William Barber.
Bishop, Reverend, whatever.
Doctor.
Doctor, yeah,
doctor.
Right.
He is. He's like the Reverend
titles.
Doctor.
Yes,
just like Martin Luther King. And now,
Indeed.
But now he's bishop too. So you know.
Yeah. I know they're doing that. They marched 28 miles and all kinds of stuff, but it didn't get enough attention. It didn't get the same attention that Cori Bush just got.
No, and frankly,
in 5 days, and they were doing it for about a week. So
the House
given it equal
footage. The House is on recess now. For 7 weeks till September 20th. And the Senate is supposed to go out on Friday. That's why they're rushing to try to get this not a reconciliation bill done. The so-called bipartisan bill done, not the reconciliation bill.
Right.
But they're leaving without any of this settled. I just don't get it.
Well, Schumer said that they were going to stay and work weekends and this and that. There's another one on Friday. I think there's a memorial.
Yes, there is for Enzi. No, for Senator Enzi of Wyoming, who died in like a freak accident or something.
Just
the other day. So a lot of them are going to go to his funeral, and I get that.
Somebody said that they were going to actually. That's kind of a semi deadline because they know that their time's going to be taken up with that, and so they're going to try to get everything done by Thursday.
Yeah, good luck with
that. Which ain't going to happen.
Nope.
Especially because now the turtle
McConnell is slowing down the amendment process.
Yeah, right. So, but I did see a quote from Schumer that said he would stay as long as it takes or something. I don't know if
the problem is he may stay, but you got somebody like Kyrsten Sinema who says, I have vacation plans. I'm not staying.
Oh yeah.
Boy, does she need to be voted out.
She's really dedicated to her craft, isn't she?
She needs to be voted off the island.
Oh boy, does she ever. Her and Manchin is, she's not going to.
Yeah,
there's no Democrat
that can replace him. That's why we need to pick up other Democratic seats.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, Ellie on Cuomo after he came out and said all the things that you're going to play a video of. Okay.
Oh,
because you're gonna be playing a video of this little montage that
I will play the video of the montage in Andrew Cuomo's mea culpa. Okay,
I'll set you up. Okay. So. Cuomo came out and denied everything and basically said, I'm really sorry for the fact that you're offended. And I'm really sorry that I'm just an old guy that likes to kiss every single person on earth, just like my family members always did and taught me how to do that, which they did not all do
that. No, they did not do that.
And I'm really sorry, but I'm just, what did I do that's so wrong? And by the way, did I mention that I was really good on COVID? Let me tell you about that for 5 minutes. And he went on for a couple of minutes about how well he did with COVID and how because of him, So then Ellie puts out a tweet that says every night, and then he puts it again only in kind of like little quotes, every night I kiss my kids on their forehead in caps. I do not do this to anybody else because they are not my children.
Well, that makes sense. All right. Shall we hear and see what?
You got to watch this, guys. If you have video available to you, watch this.
Okay. So this is Andrew Cuomo. He's talking during his presser after the results of this investigation were given by Letitia James. And he had a slideshow made up that he narrated here. Here we go. Come on. Here we go.
I've been making the same gesture in public all my life. I actually learned it from my mother.
Oh, there's a picture of mom.
And from my father.
Doing a smushy face.
It is meant to convey warmth, nothing more. Indeed, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of photos of me using
there are. And he's going to show them to us.
I do it with everyone. Black and white, young and old.
Oh, how touching.
Straight.
Literally touching.
LGBTQ.
Oh, so he's just outed some
powerful
guy.
Powerful people.
Bill Clinton. And, Charlie Rangel.
Friends.
Al Gore.
Strangers. People who I meet on the street.
Oh.
After
he does
the event.
To people on the street?
The woman told the press that she took offense at the gesture.
Yeah, do you think?
And for that, I apologize.
Oh, sure you do, for that.
Another woman stated that I kissed her on the forehead at our Christmas party and that I said, ciao, Bella. Now, I don't remember doing it, but I'm sure that I did.
I'm sure that I did. Who doesn't say
do
ciao, Bella?
I do kiss people on the forehead. I do kiss people on the cheek. I do kiss people on the hand. I do embrace people.
Oh, God.
I do hug people.
And they hate it.
Men and women.
Yeah, and they're going, get your
I
hands
do
off
on
of
occasion
me,
say, ciao, Bella. On occasion, I do slip. And say sweetheart or darling or honey.
To someone you
I
don't
do
know?
I do banter with people. I do tell jokes. Some better than others.
Oh, yeah.
I am the same person in public as I am in private.
Good.
You have seen me do it on TV through all my briefings and for 40 years before that. I try to put people at ease. I try to make them smile. I try to connect with them. And I try to show my appreciation and my friendship.
Yeah.
I now understand that there are generational or cultural perspectives that frankly I hadn't fully appreciated.
He hadn't fully appreciated it.
He tries to connect, but they try to disconnect. So maybe he should have taken the hint.
Right. Get your hands off of me, you creeper.
You know what? I'm older than he is, and I don't do that to strangers.
Right.
I don't try to make them feel comfortable by kissing them all over the face and calling them Bella, whatever it was.
Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. I think that's like, hello, beautiful, isn't it? Like, ciao, Bella.
Or it's a goodbye, or it could be either. Hello, goodbye, beautiful.
By the way, I do have something else that once we're done with Andrew Cuomo, we need to talk about Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yes, I have that coming up.
Okay.
I have a great starting point, and then we can take off.
Okay, because I've got a piece of video, a spokesperson for Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Okay. I'm scared to ask. Okay, well, let's continue. Let's see. This is not about Lindsay. That's coming up next. But,
okay.
Maricopa County.
That's Phoenix, Arizona. Fraudit. Yes,
yeah,
that's the fraudit. Yes,
the fraudit defies state subpoena seeking to expand the Republican ballot review, calling it, quote, an adventure in Never Never Land. County officials rejected her claim in a scathing letter, and they did. They wrote a scathing letter, and I'll keep reading. It is now August of 2021. The election of November 2020 is over. This is the scathing letter. If you haven't figured out that the election in Maricopa County was free, fair, and accurate yet, I'm not sure you ever will, wrote County Board of Supervisors Chairman Jack Sellers, a Republican, in the letter to the Senate. The board has real work to do and little time to entertain this adventure in Never Never Land. Please finish whatever it is that you're doing and release whatever it is that you're going to release. Sellers' terse missive was accompanied by a separate five-page letter from a county lawyer, which raised various legal and practical objections to the subpoena. So, yeah, they're not having it anymore. They're pretty much over you.
But this has been going on forever. And do you remember,
for months,
right, this alleged recount, the fraudit, Donald Trump's biggest complaint was, why can't they just count everything in a night? We should have the results. We should have the results tonight. It should be tonight. We're not going to wait 2 weeks. We're not going to wait a month. What is this?
That's right.
Right?
So it's been since April, I think, since they've been doing this. And they said they were going to be done in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And here it is, August.
And he was bitching that we weren't going to have the results that night.
And the reason they're dragging it out, one of the reasons, is because they're making a shitload of money on this.
Uh-huh.
They're raking in donations. They can't use the donations for, or I know Trump can't use donations for his campaign if he runs for president, but they can, I'm sure, throw it into PACs.
You know, he hasn't spent, but allegedly he's raising money for these lawsuits to fight the election results. And he's not spending any of that money on that. He's pocketing it.
No, that's right. Exactly. So all this is about raking in the cash and it's also about casting doubt on democracy, on elections in general, so that the next time we have an election, everyone's going to say, well, is it valid? And they've won. And on top of that, with here I go again, but with Republican legislatures able to possibly overthrow election results, everything would be in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the fraudists trying to sow doubt right now. And then we're going to have the legislatures in a number of states try to say, no, this election wasn't even valid if a Democrat should win.
Right. Right. It's all absurd. It's all just bullshit. It's all just
bullshit.
And you know, the Republicans are enabling it. They're allowing it to continue instead
they're
of just shutting
it
down.
Yeah.
And
no,
that's the travesty here.
Yeah, it really is. It's worse than a travesty. I'm terrified of it all.
Okay,
okay, here we go.
Yeah.
This is from Jake Loeben, who is a devout Democrat, he says. And he was a runoff volunteer in Georgia. Joe Manchin's houseboat is named Almost Heaven.
Yes, it is.
After Lindsey Graham stepped aboard over the weekend, Twitter has unanimously voted to rename it Karma. Got more.
Keep going.
This is from Max Burns, a Democratic strategist. Lindsey Graham getting COVID at Joe Manchin's boat party is hands down the most bipartisan thing Graham has done in the past dozen or so years.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you see who else was on that boat? Hold on. I've got the names.
I've got more when you're done.
Mark Kelly of Arizona, mm-hmm. Chris Coons of Delaware, John Thune of South Dakota, Jackie Rosen, Nevada. Boy, what a gathering. Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada, Maria Cantwell of Washington, and of course, Manchin and Graham.
Right.
Ugh, what a gathering.
And a couple of them have gotten tested, and it's too early to determine whether they actually are infected, but so far negative.
Okay.
They were all vaccinated, but that don't mean a thing, apparently, no. Because Graham was vaccinated. And Graham was one of those people that poo-pooed masks when he did his debate.
Yep.
When he said, I won't wear a mask, and he went to some gatherings where they were all maskless. Then he was one of the first to get vaccinated, oddly. He's contracted
COVID.
He
said, in a statement released by his office, Graham said that he developed flu-like symptoms on Saturday and went to see a doctor on Monday. He said he'd quarantined for 10 days. Quote, I feel like I have a sinus infection, and at present time I have mild symptoms. And then he continued, I'm very glad I was vaccinated, because without vaccination, I am certain I would not feel as well as I do now. My symptoms would be far worse.
That's right.
Yes. Now,
he's a living, breathing ad for the vaccine.
There you go. Now, his spokesperson did release a statement, and we have her here on video. I think her name is Blair.
Before you play it, let me just do a quickie from LOL GOP because it was right over that statement from Lindsey Graham.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
He said Graham's way of bragging, he's talking about this very statement, that this was Graham's way of bragging that he's been hanging out with Trump.
Okay. He's been hanging out with Trump. Okay, so Lindsey Graham's representative, again, I think her name is Blair.
It's a good thing that Senator Graham was vaccinated, because the doctor said that if he wasn't vaccinated, he would be in a lot worse shape. And I don't mean like an octagon or like a pear shape. He could be like in a heavenly shape, you know? So we're happy he was vaccinated. The doctors also said he should probably have been masking up, but we said, hold that thought, because, you know, will Senator Graham start masking up? I don't know. Will the border start wearing a condom? Because that's the question we keep asking, and people keep telling us not to say on TV. But I got to tell you, Texas is sitting there barely legal and spread eagle. And guess what? The doctor's calling. We're all pregnant. Congratulations. It's a Mexico. And nobody's saying this because it sounds insane. Okay, but God gives his biggest battles to his hardest soldiers. And Senator Graham is hard.
And then it cuts off. All her videos always like cut off in mid-word.
They do.
They all do. That's they just sort of peter
it's
out
a
like
trademark.
That.
I love that. That's a great way to end the video.
That's Blair Erskine. She's she's always the spokesperson, the assistant, and she
great.
Cracks me up.
She's adorable too.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Here's one for you. This is my last one. So now we can just go around for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Just weeks after its launch, this is from Politico.
Okay.
Just weeks after its launch, the pro-Trump social network Getter, they were all going to
Getter,
is inundated with terrorist propaganda spread by supporters of the Islamic State.
Oh, no.
I swear, it says here, the social network. Started a month ago by members of Trump's inner circle, features reams of jihadi-related material, including graphic videos of beheadings, viral memes that promote violence against the West, and even memes of a militant executing Trump in an orange jumpsuit. And then I put free speech, and then the quote is, it underscores the challenges facing Trump and his followers in the wake of his ban from mainstream social media platforms following the January 6th riots. So, they've been clamoring for free speech. Well, they got it.
Oh, boy. Yes, they did.
They got it.
Exactly.
I have something else that I would love to share with you, and actually we have time to do it, so I'm going to play it here, but I'm trying to figure out, give me just one moment, because I'm going to bring it up so we can both react in real time, see if I can't bring the picture in to our two shot and make it sort of a three shot. So bear with me.
A three shot.
So I'm rearranging because this is an advertisement. We've heard from these people before. It's the Australian government. And the Australian government, there's a division that does, what do they call it? They call it honest advertising, actually. So hold on. Let me just see. Can I get this into that shot? I didn't plan on this ahead of time. So bear with me one second because I want to pull up. Yes, we're able to do this. So, all right. As I said, this is the Australian government. Yeah. And this is one of their latest in their good government or honest government series.
And is this for realsies?
Well, it is a real video. here we go. See how I brought her into our shot? So this is
Look at you.
Honest government ad from the Australian government.
Many of you are wondering, how did we manage to go from zero COVID and being the envy of the world to being an experiment in what happens when the Delta variant rips through an unvaccinated population? Yeah. Well, it wasn't easy. It took concerted effort between federal, state, and loco shitheads to undermine elimination. But we did it. So now you can enjoy your freedom. Freedom to fucking die or get long COVID. Yes, we know these endless lockdowns are hard for you, your family, your mental health, but they're hard for us too. We've had to put on pants twice this week to give presses to make sure you keep thinking these lockdowns are caused by your freedom-hating premiers rather than by us cocking up the two jobs we had, quarantine and vaccines. Let's take a look. Quarantine is our first line of defense against foreign parasites like COVID and Katie Hopkins. It's also a federal responsibility, which is why our praying minister has been working hard to ask, what would Jesus do, instead of experts? Experts have been telling us that COVID is airborne.
It's airborne.
Which means the dumbest thing you can do is put healthy and infected people together breathing the same air and call it hotel quarantine. Uh-oh. In Belgium, where they've stopped fucking around, it's now mandatory to install meters to warn venues of poor ventilation. Uh-oh. Meanwhile, we haven't even updated our guidelines to recommend opening a fucking window or built the air-gapped quarantine facilities we've been told we need to stop airborne transmission. Queensland has one ready to go. Heck, even caravan parks would be better than our current
caravan
system,
parks.
But we said, nah, hotel quarantine has a 99.9% success rate at keeping COVID out of the country. Which is true, if you count all travellers, even those without COVID, who couldn't have brought it into the country anyway. Of course, the number that really counts is how many infected travellers result in a breach. And that's one for every 44 infected travellers. And with over 300 of those arriving monthly, that's seven breaches each month. Seven-star accommodation. You might think these breaches are just one cause of outbreaks like the one that's currently fucking Sydney sideways, but they're actually the cause. Genomic analysis of Melbourne's second wave shows 98% of all cases were caused by a single hotel breach. Remember that success rate we mentioned earlier? You have to marvel at how our prime marketer can spin a 98% fail into a 99% win.
Hotel marketing!
But don't worry, after a whole year of fingering our chin folds, we've finally agreed to fund two properly air-gapped quarantine facilities. It might take a while though. While you wait, get vaccinated. Vaccination is our second line of defense, and yep, we fisted this one up too. That's why other countries are over half vaccinated, while we're dead last in the OECD. Lucky it's not a race. Unlike Matthias getting the top job at the OECD so he could further delay climate action, which is definitely
Australia
a race.
Humor.
So we picked up phones and scrambled jets to make sure he won it. But if you need us to pick up a phone to call Pfizer and ask for enough doses for all of you, you can eat a bag of dicks. Oh, and young people, watch this ad we made tried to scare you into getting a vaccine we failed to get you enough doses of.
The vaccine troll out.
And now you know why we're in this shit show. So next time you feel the need to blame someone else for it, remember that that plays right into our sweaty little handshake grabbers. We love it when you peasants blame each other. It means we don't have to fix the actual causes of outbreaks and lockdowns, like our quarantine system, which is a reminder that in this pandemic, your fight is less against the sneaky virus than it is against our scapegoating, slackness and shit-faced smirks. Australian Government. Authorised by the Department for Shirking and Smirking and Jerking on Desks.
How awesome is that? The Juice Media is the name of the group that produces these. They've done a number of them and just shows you we're not alone in our fuck-upness here in the United States. No, they're similarly fucked up in Australia, too. Yeah, I just thought that was perfect. So I'm glad we had time to get that in.
Great delivery, by the way.
Oh, she's brilliant. There are a number of these honest government ads. Somebody needs to do an American version of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
Let's you and me do one.
Okay.
Let's you and me start doing a production of a little ads.
Okay. All right.
We can do that.
Tell you what else I want to do. You know, one of my pet peeves is the fact that I can't play music on this show because I get copyright violated. But you can get caught in a YouTube wormhole by watching these reaction videos. These young people mostly, you know, sit down and say, I've never heard Bruce Springsteen before. And so these two young guys will sit and listen to a Bruce Springsteen song ostensibly for the first time. It's funny. I don't believe that they've never heard Bruce Springsteen before, but it's not only Bruce. They do it with every song imaginable. And so it's usually like younger black men. There are some women who do it too, but and they listen to like classic rock songs. And the first one of these I ever saw was Freebird, and it was hysterically funny. So I was thinking a couple of us old farts should do a reaction video to, what is it, Megan Thee Stallion, Wet Ass Pussy? Have you heard that song, WAP?
I've heard of it.
Well, so we should watch the video and listen to the song along with the lyrics and do a reaction video. Two old white ladies hearing, you know, this sort of perverse rap song. It's all about the wet ass pussy, don't you know? I sort of like read through the lyrics the other day thinking, you know, David and I could do this and this would be really funny.
You so should.
Right. But he's afraid it would be misconstrued and taken, in a racial
thing. That crossed my mind as you were saying
which,
it. Just
you know, it, there, it's not, I mean, it's a cultural thing for sure. But, I mean, have you heard the lyrics? It's really quite interesting. The fact that, I mean, I know they've had to change the lyrics to get the song played on the radio, but kids hear those lyrics. So I think it would be a good thing to do. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think it might be misconstrued.
Yeah, too. But see, it's not a racial thing. It's a cultural
thing. I totally get that. I'm just, you know, I said something about yay Cori Bush and that got misconstrued.
Jake Hawley said, I liked when Gilbert Gottfried read the WAP lyrics. I didn't even know that he did. But that alone could be, you know, a dramatic reading. But I watch these reaction videos and I wonder how do they not get copyright violated?
How come they don't get kicked off Twitter, YouTube?
I don't know. I don't understand. I do not know.
You know who did get kicked off Twitter, though, was that woman that was mentioned in the beginning of that Honest News video. I've forgotten her name. She's a real right-wing commentator or something.
I don't know.
She mentioned her in the beginning.
In Australia?
I don't know if she's Australian or something else. But
I don't know.
I mean, everyone's getting kicked off everything now. YouTube for like 3 seconds. I went on Twitter because of something I had, a song, I think I mentioned this, that was backing up my Hamilton dog
yes.
video. You know,
and I got flagged on Facebook for that, for a Jackson in the Pool and an Aretha Franklin song playing in the background.
Yeah.
And I
exactly.
challenged it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This for incidental music playing while my dog is swimming in the pool. And they relented.
Right.
They gave it back to me and they said,
well,
were wrong.
Well, I wrote them back and said, oh, thank you for telling me. I had no idea that I wasn't supposed to use a song to back up my dog video. And they right away, I was back on Twitter.
Oh, how
so
interesting.
I guess, you know, maybe they get a complaint, put it out there to appease the complainer and then take you right back. But I don't like it on my little record,
yeah.
you know,
you're
my
right.
little Twitter record.
My Twitter record is going to be.
No. I don't mean
I know.
Popularity type.
Right. It'll follow you. Right.
Well, no. If I wanted to apply for a blue check, that would work against me.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Yes, it would.
That type of thing works against you if you want to get some.
They won't give you a blue check with the name Gotta Laugh.
No, they will not.
Right.
Even though it's the only name I use online
I understand.
Anywhere.
But they want a real
out.
Name.
Well, screw them. I'm not going to give out my real name when I'm getting threats. I'm
I hear you. I hear you. All right. Bye, Progressive Voices. I think we're done on the Progressive Voices Network.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. It's actually 6 o'clock. And let me share with you for
a
moment.
It's 3 o'clock in California.
It's 6 o'clock in Florida.
It's like 5 o'clock.
It's like 6 o'clock. And I've got the lyrics pulled up here.
All right.
So here are the lyrics. Sorry. We're in overtime now. Okay. I said certified freak, 7 days a week, wet ass pussy, make that pullout game weak. Woo.
Ooh.
Ah. Yeah. You fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got. How do they do this? I can't even read the next line. Beat it up, N-word, catch a charge, extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face, swipe your nose like a credit card.
Okay.
Hop on top, I want to ride. I do a Kegel while it's inside.
You know what a Kegel is, right?
It's the Kegel exercises where
you squeeze it together
squeeze
to
it
make
together.
The muscles stronger when you're pregnant, so that when the baby's born, you have strong muscles
Kegel
down there.
Muscles.
Kegel.
So you tense and you relax your
yes.
Kegels. Yeah.
You contract.
Okay. I do a Kegel while it's inside. Okay. Spit in my mouth. Look in my eyes. This Ooh. Pussy is wet. Come take a dive.
And I remember when the Beatles were a big thing and they said making love to only you. And I thought that was racy.
And
when I was
the
kid.
Rolling Stones couldn't say, let's spend the night together.
Yes.
On
yes.
TV. And Elvis Presley couldn't shake his hips.
They had to take him from the waist up.
Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it cream. Make me scream. Out in public, make a scene. I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you how I got this ring. Aye, aye. I'm just reading
the
lyrics.
I feel bad for kids nowadays. They have to grow up so quickly.
Right? Can I just say?
I mean, come on.
When I saw Prince back in his heyday, must have been early 90s in Los Angeles. I see Prince. It's at the Forum in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I was blushing. And I'm not a prude. And I'm looking around and there are lots of kids in the audience. And Prince is there humping every section of the stage, every pillar on the stage. There was a bed on the stage so he could hump the bed. It was the most ridiculous, gyrating performance where I'm shocked and I'm looking around going, oh my God, all these kids are here. I'm embarrassed.
How does a parent
tell their kid what they're watching? And I've had this conversation with other people who saw that same tour. Again, I'm no prude. And I know what rock stars did, but gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me. Quick, jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I'll run on down for I have a N-word running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip, ask for a car while you ride that dick. You really ain't never gonna fuck him for a thing. He already made up his mind before he came. Aye, aye, now get your boots and your coat for this wet-ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet-ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet-ass pussy. Now make some make it rain if you want to see some wet-ass pussy. Yeah,
doesn't leave a lot to the imagination.
No, not at all. Not.
Oh well.
Look, I need a hard hitter. I need a deep stroker. I need a henny drinker. I need a weed smoker. Got that. Not a garden snake. I need a king cobra. with a hook in it, hope it lean over, he got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit.
I don't know about you, but I need a cigarette.
I need a shower.
And I don't even smoke.
Right. He got a beard while I'm trying to wet it. I let him taste it. Now he a diabetic. I don't want to spit. I want to gulp.
That's a good line. That's a great line.
I know. I don't want to spit. I want to gulp. I want to gag. I want to choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that swing in the back of my throat. My head game is fire. Punani Dasani. It's going in dry and it's coming out soggy. I ride on that thing like the cops is behind me. I spin on his mic and now he's trying to sign me.
Okay.
And it goes. I mean, there's more. It just keeps on going. It takes a licking and it keeps on ticking.
Literally.
Yeah, it's something about a macaroni in a pot and a bucket and a mop and a, yeah, okay. All right, and I used to go, there was a Led Zeppelin song called Hey, Hey, What Can I Do? What Can I Say? I Got a Woman, Want a Ball All Day. And, Hey, Hey, What Can I Do?
And that was a big deal then.
Oh, and it's like, it would make me blush. I got a woman gonna. I know what they're talking about, but they were more subtle about it. You know, like the Dave Matthews Band. Dave Matthews did a song, "Crash Into Me." Of course, it's about fucking. You know, but it's poetic,
it's not about
and
cars.
It's imagery. When you come crash into me, and I come into you, but you're not coming out and saying it's a wet ass pussy, and I want your head down there lapping it up. So I'll spit in your mouth. I guess maybe we shouldn't do that because I might be a little too hyperbolic. But I still think it would be funny. Because then if you put the video element on top of it, oh, God, I'd be saying, girl, where is your mother? Look at what you're doing. This is so demeaning. All right.
I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah, sometimes when I talk these things out, I just realize that might not be a really good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Frederick said, I thought this was a family program. Why would you
not
think
anymore.
A thing like that?
Yeah,
I start off every day with a disclaimer saying, the following, what do I say? I say,
the following program contains graphic material,
including offensive language. Viewer discretion is
advised.
Right. And there's a reason I play that because you never know when I might start reciting some, untoward lyrics. Anyway,
I was thinking about that because I was listening to the Michelangelo Signorelli show in my car.
Yeah.
And he and other people on Sirius, we'll say fuck and shit and all stuff all the time.
They can. Right. Like, they don't have an FCC hanging over them. Mm-hmm.
Right. They do. And I remember you getting an email from somebody saying that the two of us have foul mouths.
Right.
We say the F word
or
something.
Yeah.
What about, do they ever listen to men? On the radio?
I guess it's okay. It's like it's okay if you're a Republican and you are a sexist pig and you, are a criminal, you can stay in office. But if you're a Democrat, you can't. Well, if you're a woman, you're not allowed to say fuck. You're not allowed to have a potty
fuck
mouth.
Fuck that.
Fuck that shit. Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway. I got Hamilton's yapping. He wants to go for a walk.
Okay.
I hear him in the background.
And I got to, cook dinner. And stuff. And,
Well, it's only 3:10 here.
It's 6:00.
It's like 3:10 in Cali.
Okay. Well, I should give you some news tips of things that are going to happen later in your day. Maybe you can buy some stock and get rich. Or we can call Australia where it's tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do that. And then we'll fool everybody.
Okay. Sounds good.
We'll jump the gun.
All right.
It's the future. Oh, I can.
I'll stop.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm tired.
I know, me too. And we've gone on way too long. I think I will leave everyone with the news because there really is some news. First, I'll show off our brilliant new graphics so we can do that.
I love that. Look at that. It's like the Porky Pig Warner Brothers thing.
Yeah, and then this one too. And our beautiful show card for today that I need to leave up because there's Governor Andrew Cuomo giving Laffy a kiss because that's what he does to the women. That's what he does to the women. All right. So, Laffy, we'll see you
all over my face
in 2 weeks, I guess. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
In 2 weeks.
I'm getting there. Okay. I'm trying.
All right. So, we'll do that. And in the meantime, I'll be back tomorrow. And in the meantime, I'll leave everyone with the news. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The number is now four. Four police officers who helped defend the Capitol on January 6th have now died by suicide. With the deaths of Metropolitan Police Officers Gunther Hashida and Kyle DeFreitag, it's now four officers who responded to the insurrection who've taken their own lives. DeFreitag's body was discovered July 10th. Hashida, a member of the force's emergency response team, was found dead in his home this past Thursday. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement, "Officer Hashida was a hero who risked his life to save our Capitol, the congressional community, and our very democracy. All Americans are indebted to him for his great valor and patriotism." The news is dire on the COVID front. With one silver lining, the United States on Monday reached President Biden's goal of getting 70% of American adults at least one coronavirus vaccine shot. But we hit the milestone a month later than Biden's original goal of July 4th. This news hits as a surge of new infections driven by the Delta variant has filled hospitals, particularly in states with low vaccination rates. The latest outbreak has prompted the Centers for Disease Control to urge people to wear masks again indoors. Louisiana reinstated a mask mandate for public places, even for the fully vaccinated. But Florida has set records for new cases and new hospitalizations in recent days. But Governor Flat Earth, a death sentence, a DeSantis, thinks he knows better than the doctors and the scientists. Over the weekend, DeSantis issued an executive order banning mask mandates throughout the state of Florida. In the case of school districts, he threatened to cut funding. One immediate result, Broward County Public Schools, which announced a mask mandate just last week for all K-12 students plus staff and faculty, backtracked on Monday, saying it would comply with the executive order so they don't lose the desperately needed funding that the governor has threatened to take from them. Amazing. Well, it happened on Saturday night at midnight. The federal eviction moratorium expired, putting millions of renters at risk of losing their homes around the country. President Biden on Monday said that a June Supreme Court ruling prevents the White House and the CDC from extending the policy, pointing toward Congress as the only way to do something. But the House is already gone for the next 7 weeks. They couldn't muster the votes before they left. And the Senate is trying to finish its work on the infrastructure bill before they head out, too. And we shouldn't even be in this position. Administration officials are blaming states for the fact that the $47 billion emergency rental assistance program established for just this purpose has disbursed only $3 billion. Stand by as the great eviction crisis is the next disaster to unfurl on our nation. So have you been vaccinated yet? Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina announced Monday that he tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. In a statement released by his office, Graham said that he developed flu-like symptoms on Saturday and went to see the doctor on Monday. Graham said he is experiencing mild symptoms and also added that he's very glad he was vaccinated because without vaccination, quote, "I am certain I would not feel as well as I do now. My symptoms would be far worse." Graham is now expected to quarantine for 10 days. His absence could affect the voting on the infrastructure bill as he's expected to vote yes. But wait, there's more. Graham attended a party Saturday night aboard Senator Joe Manchin's houseboat. along with at least seven other U.S. senators. Mark Kelly of Arizona, Chris Coons of Delaware, John Thune of South Dakota, Jackie Rose in Nevada, Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada, and Maria Cantwell of Washington were all also on board, along with, of course, Senators Graham and Manchin. They're all being tested now. Stand by. If it's Tuesday, it's a big day in Ohio, where there are two special congressional primary races, and the stakes are high on both sides of the aisle. On the Republican side, 11 candidates are running to fill an Ohio congressional seat in the 15th district in what will be the newest test of the former guy's influence over Republican voters. Trump is backing coal lobbyist Mike Carey, who's never run for office before. He even hosted a Get Out the Vote telephone rally for Carey on Monday night. And a super PAC operated by Trump allies just last week bought $350,000 in text messages and other ads to support Carey. But that might not be enough. Trump's clout was questioned last week after Susan Wright, the candidate he backed in a special congressional election to replace her late husband in Texas, lost to a state Republican lawmaker. And on the other side, one of the most contentious Democratic primaries in recent memory is finally coming to a close as voters in Ohio's 11th district fill the seat vacated by Marcia Fudge, who joined the Biden cabinet as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. So it's between progressive Nina Turner, endorsed by Bernie Sanders and the progressive left, and Chantel Brown, a more establishment conservative party insider who chairs the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party. She's endorsed by Jim Clyburn and Hillary Clinton and the establishment of the party. Polls close at 7:30 local time. And finally, gymnast Simone Biles was back in competition early Tuesday morning. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to hear the results, turn down the radio for about 20 seconds. Simone Biles won the bronze in the individual balance beam finals Tuesday at the Tokyo Olympics with a score of 14. She came in behind two Chinese gymnasts who took silver and gold. Biles did qualify for six events in Tokyo, but she competed in only one. She withdrew from the other individual events and the team competition to focus on her mental health after suffering from what gymnasts call the twisties. Biles said, for some reason, the twisties didn't affect her performance on the beam, which has historically been her weakest of the gymnastics apparatus. With her new bronze medal, Simone Biles, still considered the greatest gymnast of all time, has now won seven Olympic medals. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. And please click on that donate button.